Haskell, brother and sister. St. Helena, California, June 28, 1912. Elder Haskell, 63, Grant Avenue, Portland, Maine. Dear brother and sister Haskell, my interest in the work in Portland is still as deep as ever, and I greatly desire that the cause of truth there shall steadily advance. But I find it impossible to make the visit there that I have looked forward to so long. I cannot leave my work here until the book on Old Testament history is ready for the publishers. I must be on the ground to do my part in the work that is so much needed to be done. I have some of the best of workers, those who in the providence of God connected with me in Australia, and Brother Chrysler, who leads out in this work on the books. I thank the Lord for these helpers. I would be very pleased to see you and the workers united with you and to join you in lifting the standard of truth in Portland, Maine. Maine will be blessed by the light of truth that we have to impart. We must have a determined purpose. We must be wide awake. Christ died that he might save souls. We should consider no sacrifice too great in order to cooperate with him in this work. I have been reading the chapters dealing with the work of Elijah. The history of Elijah and Elisha needs to be brought out in clear lines, that our people may understand the importance of the work of reform to be carried on in this age. Oh, that our people might have the assurance that their feet are standing on the sure foundation. The lessons to be learned from the life work of Elijah and Elisha mean much to all who are striving to plant the feet of men and women on the eternal rock. The workers must humble their own hearts if they would understand God's purpose for them. They must themselves strive in the truest sense if they would influence others to enter the straight gate. The presentation of the truth must be made with grace and with power to those who stand in need of light and uplifting. Truth is represented as living water proceeding from the fountain of God. John 4, verse 10. Impress upon the minds of the people the satisfaction and joy there is in the service of Christ, and they will come to understand their need. They will recognize the fruits of true religion in the godly walk of those who truly follow Christ. The people of God would obtain a rich experience if they would really believe that their fruitfulness in the Christian life depends upon a constant partaking of the water of life. Under the influence of truth, we lay hold upon the divine nature. As the truths of the Word of God are unfolded to the mind and accepted in the life is sanctified and the character fashioned after the divine similitude. He who has come into right relationship to God will bear the mold of Christ, and this will be recognized by his fellow men. As professors of the religion of Christ, we need to be renewed day by day by the power of the Spirit. To every family, I would say, bring Christ into your lives. Let him be revealed in your speech. Grievous mistakes are being made in the home life because Christ's honor is not sought in all things. There is much careless conversation which dishonors God and grieves the Holy Spirit. Let every household, by earnest watchfulness, seek to reveal Christ in the life. Christ in the heart means Christ in the speech. The Apostle Peter, Paul, declared, "The love of Christ constraineth us." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. When this love impels to action, there will be revealed an untiring zeal for the honor of his name. I am instructed to say to our ministering brethren, reveal in your lives this constraining power, the love of Christ. When truth is truly received, it will make so deep an impression on the soul that we cannot fail to magnify the word of truth. In our schools, the same watchfulness and care should be exercised, that the conversation of students and teachers may be elevating and refining in character. Blessed and most precious truth, let it be uncontaminated by any commonness in the home, in the school, in the church. Let God be glorified in the speech. Let truth be represented in befitting conversation.